Today we're remembering one of my dearest friends, the legendary pianist Oscar Peterson. Oscar played with all the greats, Dizzy, Louis Armstrong, Bird, Duke, Ella Fitzgerald. If you can name them, he played with them. But his solo work was simply amazing, technically flawless yet full of emotion and beauty. In his native Canada, Oscar Peterson is a national hero with all sorts of awards for his music. He's a hero to me, too, one of the most creative, talented, and lyrical pianists out there, and a wonderfully sweet man. In memory of this great pianist, I'm proud to present this piano jazz recorded in 1998. You know, when I first met you, 1947.
It was in Toronto, wasn't it?
It was in Toronto.
That's right.
And Jimmy and I were at the Colonial Tavern.
That's right.
And when I heard that we were going to be working like an opening act for you and Ray Brown, that was heavy stuff to take.
No.
Oh, boy. But I don't want to get too nostalgic. Let's play something.
All righty. What would you like to do?
Like Someone in Love.
Like Someone in Love. All right.
When you were a kid, how did you go about learning tunes? Did you just hear them?
Yeah, that was the way I preferred to learn a tune. I'd go out and buy recordings, and we were buying LPs then. I'm dating myself. And I'd get two and three versions of a tune, just to get different readings, as we used to call it, of a tune.
Yeah.
And I'd listen to these things over and over and over. I just did that recently, but I couldn't do it with different artists because I only had the one performance. That was something I never heard of Bill Evans's. Have you ever heard him do... Your Story? Do you know that?
I don't know if I have. I may have, but that tune doesn't come to my mind.
It's a very beautiful tune that he wrote, and I happened to send for this collection of his recordings. And then, ironically, that very night on television, the French network was doing a piece on him, and they played that exact tune. And I was saying to myself, there are several other pianists I'd like to hear play this, just to see what they do with it.
No, well, that's one I don't know at all. I'm going to have to look that up, but... I remember when you were at the Colonial, you and Ray played such a variety of tunes. I mean, you only had a duo. You added drums later, didn't you?
That's right. It started as a duo. We had Herb Ellis first.
Yeah.
And then we brought Ed Thigpen in.
Because I remember the night Ed Thigpen opened, it was at Basin Street East. I was sitting right close up. I was lucky I got a table right close up so I could hear what was going on. But... I'm just listening to you play, and I'm amazed at what you're doing because, truthfully, a few years ago, you did have some kind of a stroke, didn't you?
I had a stroke, yes.
Where and when? I mean, how did that happen?
I was overplaying. I was playing too many events, working too hard, and I had gone to Japan, came back from Japan, opened in the Blue Note in New York, and I had the stroke during that gig.
Wow, on the stand?
I can't tell you when it occurred. All I know is that I felt funny. And my wife, who was in the audience, had, you know, I remember she had a very concerned look on her face during part of the set. And another friend of mine was staring at me kind of funny. And then I came off and Ray Brown said to me, "Are you okay?" He said, "I've never heard you miss that thing we do on Caravan, the opening of Caravan." It was a... I can do it now, but I couldn't do it then.
I was going to say, I'm pretty all right with your left hand.
And he said, "I've never heard you miss that. What is the matter?" I said, "I don't know, Ray." And then we were coming to Toronto the beginning of the week. We got here, and they were giving me the Glenn Gould Prize. And in the program, they on radio, they had it set up for me to play a solo. And all I know is that my whole left side had seized. So I went to the director and I said, I can't do my solo. And he just thought I had a baby. He said, what? I said, I can't. I said, we're going to have to do something with the group because I only got one hand to operate with. And we got through it. And ever since then...
That's amazing.
Well, ever since then, to be honest with you, I haven't catered to my left hand. I just pretended whatever shape it's in. You know, I tried to be a realist about it.
Well, I mean, I see you playing with it. I guess that must have been the result of doing some therapy or
I've had therapy.
Being obstinate.
That's right. And I had a very wonderful therapist, Diana Lekirkeker, who just resigned herself to saying to me, you are going to play. I don't care what you say, you're going to have to play because I'm going to make sure you play. And she just visited me without being solicited. Every week, she'd come and make me go through these exercises and cater to my left side. And I got over the initial total stiffness to the point where I could play something. And the only thing that affects me now really is bad weather. Because I wake up some mornings and, like, I'm the Statue of Liberty.
Well, it's really, truly amazing. And I mean, it's so wonderful because I don't know what the music scene would be like without you. And hearing the things you've been doing lately, like I went to Town Hall and heard a concert you did a while ago. And you played the entire thing. I mean, Shirley Horn was on the bill. And,
that's right,
and
Benny Green, Benny Jackson.
Benny Green, my God, he adores you, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love Benny.
And that was so great, but you played the whole bloody lot.
Well,
you never got off stage.
Well, there was nowhere to go. Oh, I tell you, my outlook on, I can tell you quite seriously, my outlook on this has been, if I have a diminishment of the use of my left hand, that's me. It's still me.
Yes.
That's me in 1997, and I try to cope with that.
Well, and you have coped with it.
Well, I'm doing my best.
And hearing that concert and the group you had with you, I mean, well, it was nothing short of sensational. So, well, I could go on and on. But anyway, what else could we do together? Let's do another duet.
What would you like to do?
You know what would be really nice? To do a waltz. We haven't done one so far.
And, you know, I've been kiddingly calling myself the Waltz King because I love to play waltzes.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
I love playing waltzes. Yeah, I love it. I don't know what it is about it, just the change in the time signature. But and Child is Born is one of my most favorite tunes.
Well, let's do Child is Born.
Fair enough.
All right.
All righty.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.